Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jan Yeager is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of a number of books, many books that we have debuted on this website, on this show, I should say, and on our website, too, in fact. And she's got a brand new book out that we're helping her to roll out, and I'm always happy to offer you anything that Jan Yeager offers because she is a very important voice, especially in these times. Dr. Jan Yeager, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back, Jan, and congratulations on the new book. It's called Work Less, Do More. It's all about productivity, isn't it, Jan?
Yes, and you know, it's interesting. Right now, people are identifying when in the company, whether you're the owner or the employee, who's in the top 5% and who's in the bottom 5%, whether it's the employees or even the customers. And we all need to really be more efficient than ever. So the book is even more timely.
Well, you actually break it down in the steps. I mean, don't you? In the days, basically.
Right. Well, I did that because, as you know, my book, Creative Time Management for the New Millennium, it's been a huge hit. It's in several languages. But often people would say, I don't have time to read a book on time management. And mm-hmm. The wonderful thing about Work Less, Do More, since it's 14 days, you could read one chapter a day, or you can do it, you know, in an hour or two if you want to just rush through everything. But one of the biggest important time management principles is break big tasks up into small tasks. So do that with your time management re-education.
I wrote an article a while back that says if you want to get big, think small. And that was what I was trying to get people to think about is you know, if you got a project. A lot of projects never get done because people look at that big project and they say, how can I ever do this? Instead of just taking, you know, instead of just using the old Chinese wisdom of the longest journey starts with the first step.
Oh, very much so. And it was interesting. I read an interview recently with Nicholas Sparks, who has his 14th bestseller in 14 years. One of his bestsellers became.
It sounds like a man who needs a vacation.
No, but what he showed is that it may sound like a lot, but because he just writes about 2,000 words a day.
Right.
And he's able to spend several hours enjoying life, playing with his kids, and also getting one novel out a year. So it's now, the small business owner, I went through my book waiting for our interview to start, and I highlighted some of the things that I think our listeners really need to master.
Let's talk about it.
Well, the first thing is what I call the action plan. And one thing I want people to know is that Work Less, Do More is an interactive approach. There's lots of fill-ins and self-quizzes. And the action plan, the A in action, is assess. Assess what you should be doing. Assess the best way to do it. Prioritizing, which is part of the action plan. That's so important. Small business owners especially get overwhelmed by so many people pulling at them.
Yep.
And that's
too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on.
Right. But another really important part of that, and listeners will find out more about the action plan in the book, but another really key thing is on page 68, 7 ways to deal with too many pulls on you. And that's another key thing. So many small business owners get overwhelmed and they stress out. A lot of them even go out of business because they just can't take figuring out what do I do and how do I do it, especially if they have limited resources.
Right,
so
exactly.
They'll find out how to do that. And another important part of the book is day 12, delegating with success. What I talk about in that chapter is, you know, so many people think the only way to delegate is you get big enough and wealthy enough and successful enough to hire that first full-time employee. Well, that may not be the direction you want to take your company in, or it may not be feasible economically. So I point out other ways to grow your business by delegating. For instance, credit-only internship programs. There are college students who are so grateful to have the time and the energy and the training of helping a small business, whether it's a management student, it could be whatever the company is specializing in, if it's an art company, a photography, whatever. Mm-hmm. So outsourcing virtual assistants have become much more popular, but it's important. What I share in that chapter on delegating is how to manage the person you delegate to so that it's a win-win and not something that actually backfires.
Well, that's exactly right. And I want to point out on the intern thing, we've had interns here. We always paid them, by the way. We didn't work them for free. And even though I didn't have to, but I think you should pay a minimum wage at least. But the other thing is you're getting some good minds there, young minds with some fresh thoughts, a lot of energy. But at the same time, though, they're not slaves. They're supposed to get something out of this, too.
Right.
And it's not just the work that they need to get out of you. When you take on an intern, you really should be prepared to give them your time. I mean, you need to spend some time with them.
Oh, definitely.
And they should have access to you so that they can benefit from what you've learned. And so it's there's a quid pro quo there, isn't there?
No, but you know... You have to be willing to be a mentor and to be a teacher as well as an employer, so to speak. But I also want people, I don't want listeners to get scared that paying an intern, it doesn't have to be, even if you do the credit-only type internship, you can pay them with a gift certificate to
There's a lot of things you can do.
Bookstore. You
That's
know,
right.
I mean, you can.
There are a lot of things you can do. Hold on to that thought, Jan. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend, Dr. Jan Yeager, the author of Work Less, Do More, 14-Day Productivity Makeover. We're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
This is your big day,
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I hope you use my websites to your advantage. We built them for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Jan Yeager, Dr. Jan Yeager is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jan's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, Work Less, Do More. I have the book in front of me. I have spent some time in it. I am already benefiting from it. The 14-Day Productivity Makeover, I hope you'll check it out. Jan, tell us where it's available, please.
Oh, wherever books are sold and also online, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Powell's.com, Target.com.
Work Less, Do More, Jan Yeager, Ph.D. Jan, one of the things, you talked about delegating a minute ago. I want to come back to that. Delegating is one of the most powerful concepts that anybody could have, but it's one of the most difficult for a small business owner because we start these businesses with most of the time from nothing, all by ourselves. We grow it a little bit and we hire an employee. We grow a little more and we hire another employee. We grow a little more and we hire another employee. But all along, we were the first people to do the first person to do every single task. And
right.
and when we hire an employee, clearly they're not going to do it as well as we did it, at least in our minds. And so it's hard to turn loose and stuff, isn't it?
Well, I think what's important, what I stress in the book, is always say to yourself, what can I do better than anyone and everyone else? And that's got to be where you're putting your energy. Now, that doesn't mean you can't do other jobs well, but if other people can do it as well, then they should be doing it also. I interviewed a productivity expert in addition to me, Barbara Hempel, and for an article I did on Time Bandits for Working Woman magazine. And what Barbara said is such a great insight.
I think we know Barbara. We know Barbara.
Oh, good. She said if you're doing something that's boring, that's a good tip to be delegating that task.
Right, right.
So, but I think it's also important, I stress in the book, if possible, delegate tasks, not relationships.
Now, explain that.
That's very important. Well, for instance, I'm going to the Frankfurt Book Fair next week. Now, even though I often have people helping doing the clerical part of mailing things out or making phone calls, I always am putting the time into developing and maintaining my relationships with every other foreign agent, with the foreign publishers. So it doesn't become that when I show up and have a meeting, I haven't had some communication with someone and I haven't continued to build that rapport.
Right.
So every business has those kinds of jobs where, you know, what should you be delegating? What should you be doing yourself? But in addition to delegating, and it's not just to people, you can delegate to technology. There's a wonderful scanner for business cards that helps you quickly get all those cards you get at trade shows and conferences into your database.
Oh, yeah. Now, there's a lot of technology. There's no question. In fact, Jan, if it weren't for technology, I wouldn't be able to do what I do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the technology that we've acquired over the last 20 years, if 20 years ago, if I tried to do the things that we do, I couldn't do it because I couldn't afford the payroll.
Exactly. So it's the same thing. There are certain things as a researcher and a writer. For instance, workshops. I give my own workshops. There are people who hire people to give workshops for them.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to hire people to get to help get an audience in that room.
Or to organize it or plan. Exactly. That's what you're pointing out.
I want to be the one who's actually doing the teaching. So
you've got to make sure, as the leader of your business, that you're doing the things that only you can do. Now, there may in the life of your business, that doesn't mean that you won't do things that other people can do, because you may have to take up the slack, you may have to do it because it just needs to be done, but make sure that as much as possible, you're doing the things that only you can do. And if you'll do that and get rid of everything else, that's the easiest way to get used to delegating.
Right, and let's go beyond delegating to the whole theme of work less, do more, which is that you need to know for yourself and for your business, and even there's a chapter on making more me, we, and us time for your family, what are your values? What do you want to do? People will say to me, I'm working towards retiring in 5 years. Well, that's okay for them as a goal. Now, what do you want retirement to look like? But there are people out there who are blessed with wanting, as long as their health is good, to run their business forever.
I plan on working until they put me in the ground, Jan.
So I think that a lot of it is taking control and doing things more effectively.
Jan, I need to get you to give us your website, please, Jan.
Yes, drjanyager.com, Y-A-G-E-R. I love to hear people, jyager at AOL.com.
Thank you, Jan.
Questions. Okay.
Thanks, Jan.
Take
we'll
care.
See you next time. The book is called Work Less, Do More, Jan Yager. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.